Welcome everybody to Shin number 1460. We're learning today Lila Nishmas Moshe Doyif Ben Rabbanon Zisel. Lila Nishmas Blima Basra Moshe and Rafur Shalem Raful Moshe Chaim Ben Chana. Getting back to the halachas of folding clothing on Shabbos. Okay, we started last year going through the halachas of folding clothing or folding anything for that matter on Shabbos, how it works. Again, even though we did go through it a while back, a long time ago when we learned halachas of Tikkun Mana, we want to do it as a separate subject, as I say, as far as folding clothing goes, because of the fact that we saw the first condition last year was hachana. In other words, whatever you are that you're folding, and you're taking time to fold it, and you some sort of a tircha, it has to be for that, at least for that Shabbos. If it's not for that Shabbos, in other words, I'm folding it for the middle of the week, or I'm folding it even for next Shabbos, it's already, you're out of the game, as they say, right? It's there's no need to go further because it's not for Shabbos, and that's already ha'achana, l'chol, like we've been learning. Okay, and the second condition, as we saw, it has to be one person, it can be two, and if you're doing it on a table, it has a din of two, so it has to be one person, like in the air, or just not on a table, it's on. Okay, so what's the third condition? There's five conditions. We said the third condition is, afilu adam echad, even one person, lo yitiru elabit. We're reading, by the way, from the Sefer Yitzhak Halach, it's in our Simon Shin Beis, where it's brought down those halachas. So afilu adam echad, even if it's one person, lo yitiru chazal, did not let you fold something, al bagadim, bibagadim chadashim, only by new clothing. Now we'll see, what does it mean, new clothing? Could it be something that was dry cleaned? How does that work? Something that was washed? I mean, where do we draw the line with new clothing? It's only if I have like a new pair of pants, I mean, what, only that's okay, and I never wore it, and what about if I did wear it? What's the story on that? Okay, so he says further, shalaitis kapsu, adayin, it wasn't washed, avul, but if it's old, he says, if it's old, avul ishan shekipulam, and that would be also. In other words, the point is the other problem besides the hachana part, right? That's only if you're doing it for a different time. But the other issue is tikkun mana, that it looks, it's very similar to fixing the item. So when you fold something, you know, like right on the line, it's very similar to fixing. It falls under the guidelines of tikkun mana, like you're fixing something up. But that's only if it's already a little bit washed out, sort of like. So the lines are maybe not so visible, not so sharp. So now when you go ahead and fold it nicely on the line, so now you're fixing it very nice. But if you have something that's new, right? They only let you by new or by, we're going to see possibly by dry cleaned, right? If somebody dry cleans their pants. So the pants are nice, pressly, nice and sharp. The line, you know, I remember by our customers, like we said, we used to have the dry cleaning store. People used to, you know, the line has to be real sharp. The line has to be nice and straight. So that's how it comes out of the dry cleaner. So now when you go ahead and fold that, it's already good, as they say. You're not really fixing anything. You're already folding it on the line that's already there. When you fold a pair of pants that was worn 10 times, I'm just giving an example, even worn a few times, now you're folding the line straight, so it's a real fixing of the pants by folding it nicely on the hanger. So, but again, we're not saying what's allowed, what's not allowed. First, we want to just set up the guidelines in conjunction with, again, our halachas of kippel begodim, per se. It's not really one of, doesn't fall under one of the lamentes malachas per se, besides the tikkun mana, which is under makom bepatish, but we're trying to do it as a separate category. So that is the sfora behind, if you want to call it the logic behind, whereby it has to be something new. And again, what is considered new, we'll have to see. It's not only that one time that you took it out of the store per se, but as long as it, Shalai Discaps, he says, as long as it wasn't washed. But by old clothing, washed out clothing, whatever, like we said, so that is already running into a problem because of the fact that it's fixed better by folding it. So now the next, so that's one. And by the way, there's another thing also, which he brings down on the bottom from the Shulchan Aruch, Lefisha Kolisha, and anything that wasn't washed yet, right, if it's brand new, so it's also hard. Usually it's like very stiff, hard, that type of thing. And again, it's sharp, so by you folding it doesn't really, the folding itself is not a real tikkun. You're not really fixing anything like we explained. Okay, the next condition he brings down, the next condition that's brought down in the Shulchan Aruch, even if you'll tell me that it's new, right, he says, it has to be light color. Now we'll see what exactly is light color. White, or beige. I mean, where do we draw the line with light color? We'll have to see, but it can't be something dark. But again, we'll see how exactly does that work. Light color item, not dark, because the same svara, that if you think about it, dark color item is sharper, is a better fixing of the item when you're folding it on the lines than white, because white or light or beige or whatever the case is, again, we'll have to see exactly where we draw the line with these colors. But if something is light, if you think about it and you're folding it, it doesn't look as sharp as something dark. When you have a dark pair of pants, you have black pants and the sharp line, right, and you're folding it, it's a real fixing of the pants. Something white, beige, you don't see the line so much, you don't see the sharpness all that much. Right, so that's what he ends off with, that by something dark, the folding is a better fixing because it looks sharper, it looks better. So that's an interesting point. So that's already number four that we have. Okay, and then the last condition. So again, what are the first four conditions? Again, very simple. It has to be whatever the case is you're doing it. It has to be that you want to wear it this Shabbos. Number one, of course, because of the issues of Hachana. Number one, that. Number two, it has to be one person and not two people and not on the table and so on. Number two, number three, it has to be something. It has to be a new item, right? What classifies as new item, we'll have to see. And also it has to be, the color has to be darkish and not, the color has to be lightish and not darkish. Okay. And then the fifth condition he brings down, again from the Shulchan Aruch, of course, which is all from the Shulchan Aruch, is that, in other words, you don't have another of the same item that you want to wear, right? If I have three of the same type of pants for this one suit, I remember again the same thing in the dry cleaning industry. Many times people would have one jacket, believe it or not, and when they bought the suit, they had like two or three pants. Had two for sure. Many people had two pants for one suit, meaning the suit came with two pants, right? You got this pants there, because many people in general, they clean their pants more than the jacket. Usually, so they're afraid it gets shiny, whatever the case is. So they have, many people have two pants for one jacket. Some people might even have three. So my suit consists of two or three pants, so why you want to fold this one when you have another pants waiting in the closet ready to go? So that's the fifth condition that it has to be. I'm just giving you an example. It could, again, be with anything, that you can't fold the item if you have another one of the same type of item to wear. Why are you folding this when you have another one? Okay, but we'll talk about more about these conditions upcoming shiurim. Thank you for listening. Hatzlacha and Baruch HaKol Tov.